But let's go down to San Diego and bring in Andy Baggerly, CSN Bay Area. You follow him on Twitter at CSN Bags, B-A-G-G-S. Andy, how are you?
Hi, Marty. Good. How are you?
Good. Very good. Ray is with me here, and we're very happy to have you on. And the ball club had a nice win last night, and you go up and down that box score. A lot of good things in the box score last night.
A lot of good things. You know, it's Buster Posey had 5 RBIs, but obviously that's not the most important thing. It's getting everybody around Posey. To hit again, I think it was Buster Olney looked up that stat. When they lost 14-16, Posey hit about 350, and the rest of the team hit about 170. So, you know, it's a matter of getting Pablo Sandoval going, and he's taken a walk in 5 straight games. He's turned on a few pitches. And being able to clear his hips and stay back on pitches is just so key for him. And the Giants need him. As much as he's looked like a wreck since he's come back, they need him. They need Hunter Pence, too, who is 1-for-6 and is still struggling as well. And they need the bottom of the order to turn over like it did so often in April and early May. And Brandon Crawford now, I think 11 for his last 21 or 22. And Keisuke Tanaka has got a hit in all of his games, and he's not striking out. That's the big key. He's putting the ball in play and making some things happen when he gets on base. And so, you know, all those things are things that this team needs, this offense needs, to score a few more runs than they have.
Andy, one of the things we were asking about post-game last night was Wednesday rock bottom, and maybe this is, they beat the Padres, and the Padres are in worse shape right now than the Giants are, the way things are going, lost 13 of 14. So losing to the Padres before the All-Star break definitely would have been worse. But does this weekend in San Diego just kind of make people feel better, even if it is just the Padres?
Well, you know, as I wrote in my instant replay, the Giants finally found rock bottom. The Padres were passed out on top of it.
Very good.
I mean, wow, the Padres are really in a bad way right now. And no wonder Bud Black got himself thrown out of the game last night when he probably knew he had no cause to argue the call. But, you know what? It's hard to say. I think things can always get worse in this game. I've seen teams really hit the skids and clubhouses erupt. And, you know, Matt Cain's out there throwing a bullpen right now. That's a good sign because, there's a lot of concerns over his elbow, about his health, his arm, all the innings he's logged, what the last couple starts have looked like. And it doesn't matter what happens for this team. If they don't get Matt Cain back, being the Matt Cain that we saw for that 5 or 6 start run there, then this team isn't going to go anywhere. So, that's a good sign. But it can always get worse. There are always things that can happen, things that can blow up. And they have to hope that rock bottom wasn't Homer Bailey, no hitting them. It wasn't losing, a few more after that. But maybe that Zach Wheeler game and Cain not getting out of the first inning for the first time in, 230 starts or so in his career, maybe that'll end up being the low point. But you never know. I mean, no one could have known at the time when Angel Pagan hit that walk-off inside the Parker that that would be his last game, possibly of the season, and that would really be kind of the high point of the season. You just don't know where these apexes and nadirs are until you have hindsight. So more important, I think, is that they believe, and I think they still do. Talking to Brandon Crawford last night, writing about that, he really does believe that this team not only can win the division, but win it all again. Because when you get in, anything can happen. They know that. And this is a team of survivors. They showed it last year. Maybe that wasn't the best way to win games the way they won them. I think when they were 27-22, 14 of their wins were comeback wins. That proved to not be very sustainable, but this is a tough group, and I think they're going to hang in there, and they're not going to quit on themselves. And as long as you don't give up, then you give yourself a chance.
Andy Baggerly joins Ray Woodson and me right here on KBR 680. Andy, of course, is CSN Bay Area. I can't say enough about Tanaka. And Andy, you and I, we spent the whole time in Scottsdale from February to April. We watched Tanaka just about every day, and, it's sort of interesting watching him. His batting practice wasn't great. In the field towards the end of spring training, couldn't throw from me to Ray Woodson, who's only about 8 feet away from me. But there was something about him. He could put the bat on the ball. He had obviously been on a major league field before, albeit in Japan. The way he's come up, there's just something about him as a pro that gave this lineup a lift to watch him run the bases, to watch him lay down a bunt. There's something about him being a pro. And I know I wanted Juan Pierre for this reason. I just wanted a professional out there that could play the game, and I think this guy does it.
Those are all valid points. I don't mean to change the subject on you, Marty, but the Giants just made their roster moves official.
Oh, good. Please, yes, please.
So, Francoeur is here. He's activated. Santiago Casilla is activated. The guy's option today, no surprise, Jean Machi and Nick Noonan. and to make room for Franco on the 40-man. Chris Heston, the pitcher who was right there with Mike Kickham, is maybe a guy they could look at for some rotation insurance. And he's been designated for assignment, so that clears the 40-man spot. So I'm going to have to run here so I can write this
up. Go ahead.
Up.
No, go ahead. Just take another minute with you. Just the impact of Tanaka.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. I mean, he's making contact, and that's so important because they've had a lot of strikeouts with runners in scoring position. You know, turning that bottom of the lineup over is something they did so well in April, and it just stopped cold. And so I think the fact that he can get on base, make some things happen. You know, this team has gone back to not hitting all those home runs. So they've got to manufacture like they did last year, and he's got the skills to help them do that. But, you know, as pitchers see him and see maybe some weaknesses, they'll try to figure him out. You don't proclaim anyone arrived after just a handful of games, but I think the Giants have very happy with what he's been able to give them in terms of a spark.
All right. Andy, have a good afternoon. We'll follow you on Twitter, CSN Bags with 2 G's. Thanks, Andy.
Okay. Thanks, Marty.
Thanks for the breaking news.
Yeah, that was good.